One of Pakistan's former prime ministers is seeking allies at home and abroad. Benazir Bhutto writes in the New York Times that President Bush's administration should call for quick elections in her country. Inside Pakistan, she's been meeting with opposition leaders today. We're going to go next to Najm Sethi, editor of the Friday Times and Daily Times in Lahore, Pakistan, one of the respected newspapers there. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Does Benazir Bhutto have the attention of your country at this moment?
Yes, very much so. She has made a great comeback out of self-imposed exile, and she's been received by thousands of people. There's been an assassination attempt on her. She's a bit of a living martyr, and she's now using that leverage to open talks with President Musharraf. And what she's saying is echoed in Washington by the Bush administration. So she's very much a key player now.
You said to open talks with President Musharraf. Does that mean it is still possible that Musharraf could share power with her in some way, as has been discussed in the past?
Yes, I don't think that deal has been derailed by what General Musharraf has done. It's made life more difficult all round, of course. But General Musharraf, I think, should be able to read the writing on the wall. He's very unpopular. Even his own party now fears that if there is to be a delay in the elections, they might actually lose out.
Although Bhutto has been saying, as many opposition figures have, that this is a second coup, mini-martial law, I believe is another phrase she used. Can she work with Musharraf after accusing him of that and after what he's actually done?
Yes, but I think there will be some preconditions. First, General Musharraf will have to take off his uniform, which means that the power from which whereby he imposed his mini-martial law will have to go. Second, he will probably have to reverse this decision of the emergency, the state of emergency. You can't have an election conducted while there's a state of emergency and people are being picked up and denied their fundamental rights. And third, it's equally possible that she may say, right, you take off your uniform, we'll confirm you as president now, so let's get back on track. So that is entirely possible, although Musharraf will have to swallow a lot of pride.
Well, let's look at the situation from Musharraf's point of view. If he has managed to get his allies to say the elections will be put off in Pakistan, if he's got the army behind him, if he's managed to take a lot of his opponents and throw them in jail, why should he negotiate with anybody?
Right. That's the original calculation. But I think that calculation has been upset by three factors. The first, of course, is that he was under the impression that while the international community would hem and haw and be generally critical, it won't come down on him like a ton of bricks. Unfortunately, from his point of view, the Americans have actually made a pretty strong statement and so have the British and the Europeans and the Commonwealth.
Although the Americans haven't cut off military aid or any other kind of aid to Pakistan at this moment.
Right, but that's a leverage of the last resort, so maybe that's been held in abeyance. But clearly the American message is loud and clear. President Bush has been slightly feeble, but nonetheless the message has come across loud and clear. The second reason is that there is a great deal of public resentment outside. The lawyers are protesting, civil society activists are protesting, students are protesting. And although the government has successfully clamped down, this repression is extremely unpopular. And the third reason, of course, is that Ms. Bhutto is now threatening that if she's going to insist on a postponement of elections, then she will sit down with the opposition and she will draw up a plan to destabilize him. I think that is a very palpable threat.
Can I just ask, at this moment, is your newspaper allowed to publish anything it wants to publish?
So far, yes, but we have received formal and informal advice and instructions to watch it. We are not watching it. None of the people in the print media is watching it at the moment. We feel that this emergency is bound to be short-lived and that we have to ride this storm through.
We've been talking with Najm Sethi. He's editor of the Friday Times and Daily Times in Lahore, Pakistan. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.